when you come in there, today was probably one of the toughest roads you could have got, but came through. Must be happy.
Well, we're delighted, obviously, to be in the next round of the competition. Yeah, when the draw was made, obviously, you look at some of the teams that are left, and I think, you know, we've probably been unfortunate enough to draw one of the tougher ones without being disrespectful to anyone else in the competition. But yeah, we knew it was going to be a difficult game, but we started the game really well. I thought, you know, the opening 10 minutes we were probably on top. But Dunfermline were a good side. They came into the game, and after they got their equaliser, they dominated the rest of the first half. There's no doubt about that. So, strong words at half time. We asked for a bit of a reaction second half, and unfortunately, within 60 seconds, they get their penalty. So, but one thing that can never be questioned from the players is their character, and they never ever throw the towel in. You know, and I think that's great credit to them. At 2-1, you're always in the game, and we fancied ourselves to get another chance. Dario Zanata does fantastic down our left hand side. Great ball across the face, and Alan Troughton's in the right place where you would hope he was going to be. So, and I was always confident when I went to penalties that the boys' quality of the penalties is absolutely frightening just now. So I think that's maybe 20 penalties or something, and we're in a row. So we're there. And Big Neely obviously does what he does best, and he always comes out with at least one save in the penalty competition. So delighted for him as well.
There's that expression, you know, it's a lottery when it goes to penalties, but your guys are sort of making a mockery of that. What's the secret in the spot for your guys?
Oh, listen, I just are a confident group of boys. They are. Listen, at the end we were pleased to take it to penalties. I think it was a bit of a strange second half. You know, Dunfermline were on top for the opening 10 minutes, and then we kind of had a wee spell around about the hour mark for 10 or 15 minutes, and then they finished the game very strong, which you would expect. You know, they made some decent changes and brought on a bit of pace and energy, and Hippolyte came on and done well. So at that stage of the game, we were probably thinking, look, let's just get the penalty. So we changed the formation a little bit, sat a wee bit deeper, and just managed to see the game out. And as you said, it is a lottery. There's no doubt about it. So we're just delighted to be in the hat. It's as simple as that. Said that before the game. Find a way to win cup competition, and the boys done that.
And after last week's disappointment, obviously, you know, blowing that lead, was that in many ways the best way to react from that?
Well, it would have been very easy for the lads to, you know, to let their heads drop during the week, especially, you know, being 3-0 up in any game, you should never not win the game. You know, we know that, and but unfortunately, that wasn't the case last week. But the boys bounced back brilliantly. You know, Tuesday night in training, spirits were up again, they were ready to go, looking forward to today. And you know, today was a nice break away from the league, but we've got another difficult game now against Partick Thistle next week. So, you know, the games come thick and fast, and they're all difficult ones, particularly the level that we're playing at. But, you know, we've more than held our own against some very, very good teams at the moment, and we just need to maintain that.
Yeah. And you say next week's must win?
Ah, listen, I don't think we're at the stage yet of must-win games. You know, I think we're well within touching distance, but I think we're due a win. There's no doubt about that. I think we've drawn four games, and I think if we had won two of those four games, I don't think anybody would have begrudged us that. We could and probably should have an extra 2 or 3 points on the board. But no, with regards to a must-win, I don't think so. But it's certainly a game that we will be trying to win. Obviously, Partick Thistle are without a manager at the moment. We'll wait and see if one is put in place for the game against ourselves, but it's very important that we just keep concentrating on what we can control. And I've got a fully fit group of players again for next week. Stevie Hetherington will come back into the group, and we'll get all the lone boys back, obviously the boys who are cup tied for today, and great competition for places again.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, because obviously Grace from Truton today, he's been kind of in and out of the side a wee bit. You'll have like Liam Burt back next week. Mm-hmm. Take a bit of a selection headache. Yeah.
Well, it is a selection headache, but I said to the players before the game that, you know, the boys that are cup tied that aren't here today, it's their loss. You know, the fact that they can't play in the competition is an opportunity for the likes of Dario, the likes of Alan Troughton, players that have been out of the side in the last couple of weeks. And they know why they've been left out, and the fact of the matter is they came in today and done well. So, yeah, I've got selection. You know, if we'd have went out and lost the game today, it would have been a very easy decision for me to just chuck the other boys back in. But I said that to the boys before the game. I says, give me a hard decision to make next week, and that's what I want. I've got good quality players. You can see that today. Young Rhys Peggy comes in at left back. First time playing at this level against that quality of opponent, and he handled himself admirably, you know, so I've got like-for-like players that I can swap about, and yeah, you're right, next Saturday I have got big decisions to make.
Out of curiosity, do your boys practice penalties? back. I know some clubs are kind of different about
it. No, but you know what? We have done in the past, yeah, we have done. And, you know, obviously last year and build up to the playoffs you do and stuff like that, yeah. But, nah, listen, it's very difficult. You know, you can practice as much as you want in training. It's very hard to replicate the atmosphere and the nerves. And, you know, I just think it goes to show the kind of bottle that my boys have got. You know, they've got great self-belief. And as a group, they're a very, very confident bunch. And that's what's going to keep us up this season.
Okay.